we're really questioning the credibility of the referendum itself in terms of the way that ZEC is conducting its business. It seems as if they are secretive, they are not supplying enough information to all players, and they're also failing to play their role. For example, if you look at the issue of the coverage, it's clear that the state media and some private media houses have already ganged up to shut up space for the NCA and the other organizations and individuals which are opposed to the Kobach draft. So it's clear that this is in violation of the SADC principles and guidelines governing democratic elections. But yet ZEC is not doing anything to ensure that all players are heard. We also question the idea that they printed 12 million ballot papers. This clearly shows an evil intention, because we don't know why they can print 12 million ballot papers in a country with almost an estimated voting population that is even less than 6 million.
You have an application that will be heard in the High Court. Considering that the outcome is not favorable, are you going to continue and encourage people to go and vote on Saturday?
When we went to court, we were simply requesting that the president gives more time to all the people, not necessarily those who are going to vote no, but even those who are going to vote yes. As we're going to court, we're also campaigning and we're also telling people what is bad about this draft. And we are confident, as NCA, that come Saturday, the people of Zimbabwe will reject this constitution. They are now aware that this constitution is not their constitution. It's a constitution that was crafted by the three political leaders.